Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we have a special edition of the Astrology Hour, as today I'm going to discuss meditation, spiritual growth and ascension, revealing the higher self, superpowers inside the human being, and with focus on the ancient sacred blue crystal from Madagascar, which I use every day on the air when I trance out during my show, and I'm talking about celestite. What is celestite? What's all the fuss about it? What's going on here? Why does Farley use this? Why do so many people that are into meditation and crystals like celestite? You know why? Because of all the crystals that exist on this planet, if there's one crystal that is dynamically powerful enough to actually stimulate an immediate response, such as a buzz, a change of consciousness, a vibrational change, a heart palpitation, something. There's actually a physical change that most people sense when they hold or when they are in front of one or more pieces of this quartz, blue celestite crystal that is, as far as I know, the only authentic celestite is found in Madagascar. It is sacred crystal in Madagascar. It is only mined by men because women are so sensitive to the vibration they have been known to lose consciousness in the celestite mines. Men have enough trouble as it is, so they can only spend a short period of time in there themselves. It is almost impossible, if not difficult, to get to the United States because they don't want it to leave Madagascar, and that's why they've limited it, and you can't get it out of the country unless you import huge quantities in $10,000 lots or more. Most of the celestite on the planet is of a very low grade, and it is covered with granite matrix, and if you've seen it in stores, whatever, with rock bases or whatever, it ranges in price from $1 to $8 a gram. The reason why people love the celestite and the reason why I love it is because my celestite allows me to lift my consciousness, to increase my awareness, to actually plug into the multidimensional self and to be able to channel and trance and actually transmit certain parts of my higher self and my spirit very easily and casually whenever I use the celestite, which may be in readings and personal readings, during meditations, healings, whenever I'm experiment with my superpowers, my personal superpowers like telepathy, telekinesis, levitation, whatever, and it enhances my meditation and it does wonders for your sleep state. The thing I have found about the celestite that most people have confirmed, and we've had a lot of people here that have confirmed that celestite is by far and away almost 50 times or more powerful than normal quartz crystal. But those of you that would like to taste the spirit and touch some of the higher realms and levels of your personal consciousness may be ready for celestite, for the blue sacred quartz from Madagascar. A lot of people I know hold and use their celestite wherever they go when they're doing business. This is a crystal that controls what goes on in the throat chakra, okay, which is the clairaudience chakra, and it is also the chakra that controls communications, and it also controls receiving, transmitting data between the multidimensional self. Oftentimes, I believe that people that own celestite, that use celestite, they have several advantages, because number one, it allows you to become more aware, more spiritual, more ascended in your own self, so understanding things like astrology and metaphysics and reincarnation and karma come that much easier. But number two, I've known people to have tremendous success with this stuff for auditions, for public speaking, for comedy and entertainment, for acting, for also anything to do with contracts or agreements. A lot of salespeople that are into real estate and sales situations, they use their celestite when they're on the phone. It's very incredible. And what I do, see, your hands are actually receivers and senders of energy that we call prana, which is what the human body is made up of inside. The life force, the essence of God that exists inside of us, can be defined as a pranic force or a healing energy. And usually one of your hands is a sender and one of them is a receiver. At least that works for me. Whereas one hand would be good for healing, the other hand sort of receives energy or sucks it in from the universe. And that is why so many people, especially when they've gotten involved with the Celestite, they've noticed that if they're looking at 10 or 15 or 20 different pieces, that the one that has their signature on it, the one that aligns to their chakras and the one that aligns to their throat chakra the most adequately, almost calls out to them. And it almost screams out to them. The interesting thing about the Celestite is the majority of people, I'd say 80 to 90% of people, when they pick it up and when they hold it, they do get a dramatic, instantaneous response from it. I want to warn you, that Celestite is powerful crystal. And for those of you that don't believe in crystal consciousness, well, that's your problem in a way, because you got to walk before you can run. And I think that sometimes rebirthing or reaching higher stages of qualified consciousness is what is necessary to open yourself up to the possibilities of crystal consciousness. But once you are there, once you have elevated yourself to that level, then you can be in a spot or into a space where you can receive the vibration that occurs from the crystal. Now, I do believe that crystal is a life form. And I do believe that crystalline energy is the energy which is sort of the circuit to the universe, because I do believe that all organic and inorganic matter has crystalline structure, which kind of sort of says that crystals may be the very first life form that ever became manifest in this dimension before anything became manifest. When everything started to cool down, it was the minerals and the crystalline structures that took over that created life in this universe, atomic structures, so to speak. It's incredible. One wonders what makes them work and what makes them have so much balance. You might have to sit down with a scientist and have them explain to you why crystal itself is used, quartz crystal is used in the timing mechanism of almost all the watches on this planet, including large clocks, and so many transmitters, radios, televisions, computers, and such. Quartz crystal is an absolutely necessary and required supplement to anything of a technological nature. Isn't that interesting? So we almost plug quartz crystal and things like celestite into the Aquarian ethic, into the age of Aquarius. It's almost like crystals are a source of knowledge and power that can help us understand what we are about to enter into the future here. Celestite is different from the rest of the grouping of crystals on this planet. It is theorized that the celestite originated from a huge meteor that struck Earth millions of years ago. God knows where it came from. And obviously it hit Madagascar, and the results of this meteor crystallizing, millions and millions of years later resulted in a blue crystalline effect. And unlike other crystals, you cannot clear this crystal by putting it in sea salt or salt water, because it'll distort it, it'll misshape it. And you cannot clear this crystal by putting it in the sunlight, because it'll bleach the blue color out. There's only one way to clear it, and that is to hold it, to keep it, to use it, and also maybe to burn incense smudge or something that you might get from a metaphysical bookshop. And, I've heard so many different stories. I've heard people have called me and said the crystal is divided, it is multiplied, it has changed its shape, it has disappeared, it's warped in and out of the dimension. I've heard all kinds of wild stories about this. But the one that I relate to the most is when my dad had his second heart attack. And he was in the hospital a few years back in the middle of my season here on the Astrology Hour. I went down to the intensive care when he was complaining of this belt of pain across his chest. And I took a piece of celestite that was about a half a dollar size and put it right on top of his heart chakra. And, he actually looked at me and said, what is that? What did you just do? Because you just took the pain away. You made it feel better. And I've heard people repeatedly confirm to me that as a healing device and as a crystal that is used to align your chakras and to enhance meditation, to enhance your dream state, and also to put you into a situation where you can actually become more spiritual, more invincible, and more powerful unto yourself. This celestite, I feel, serves as an antenna or a transmitter between the conscious mind and the human body, the physical body, and the higher self. So when I put that piece of celestite into my dad's auric system and on his heart chakra, it allowed him to have some kind of psychic balance that actually served as an immediate healing that may very well have saved his life. I mean, he's been fine 2-3 years later, and he has some celestite. I gave some to my mom and my dad, along with a bunch of other crystals. But, you know, I really do believe in this stuff, and that's why every day when I go on the air, I'm holding either a cluster or the points. And if you ever wonder how I do these topics without any notes or without even thinking about them before I come into the show, and if you've ever been down here and seen me holding the blue quartz in my receiving hand while I do the show, then you would know that I am accessing a part of myself that has a factor of clarity and a factor of resolution and a whole data bank of information that is allowed to come through me by the assistance of this incredible crystal from Madagascar. You know, the story that how I got involved in this is really funny, because there's a member who's a member of the Astrology Hour. Her name is Mary, and she came down here once because we used to have a whole lot of people come down the station as winners or because they wanted to. We don't do that as much anymore, but she came down here, and in the old control room, I was in the same room with any visitors. You know, in this control room, there's a glass that separates me and anybody that would be on mic or in any other room. But in the old days, they were right in the room with me, so they saw what I did and they witnessed, you know, how I did the topic. And in those days, I didn't really have any crystals. For years, I just did the show the way I did it. And then about 2 years ago, Mary came in here. And out of left field, in the middle of the, right as I began the topic, she handed me a piece of celestite, which was her gift to me. That's the same one I used to heal for my dad's healing when he had his heart attack. Do you know that on the air, in front of everybody, I felt an immediate electrical change, and the topics have never been the same since. You know, and I have not done a show without the celestite either since. I'm kind of addicted to this stuff. But the fact was is that I had been into crystals and I had gone through a lot of meditation, a lot of dream state changes since I'd been into crystals, but I had never ever felt anything that powerful. You know, I have Mars in the 12th house and Neptune in the 12th house, a Scorpio moon, and Venus in Cancer. And let me say this, those of you that are naturally psychic and naturally intuitive are going to really get a buzz out of this celestite stuff because it is powerful. The rest of you that are having trouble understanding astrology or metaphysics or karmic philosophies, maybe you need a healing for yourself. Maybe you need something to center and ground you and realign your chakras and help you exorcise negative entities or negative elements in your aura that are affecting you. Well, this bud's for you. You know, this crystal would be for you. You can pick them up and you can touch them and you can hold them for sure, because sometimes you need to do that to see which one does have your signature on it. But oftentimes, just like cosmic puppies, they scream right out to you, and you know which one is supposed to be aligned to yours. It's incredible. I've messed with crystals, rose quartz and amethyst and smoky quartz and regular quartz and aquamarine and kyanite and selenite and all that stuff. But I would trade all that, you know, for one piece of celestite. And one little piece of celestite that's about a golf ball size is equal in power to a quartz crystal cluster that would be almost as big, I would say, as a football. So we are talking power here. Anyway, in case you're wondering, this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, and I'm Farley Malaris, and this is 93.5 FM KFOX. I have come such a long way. I sometimes call you guys and gals pilgrims, but in effect, I truly am the original pilgrim. Because when I think about where I've come from and what some of my priorities were in my life, wow, sometimes I feel I was in the sludge or in the gutter. You know, my dad likes to refer to me at one point in my life as a bum. He likes to say, well, you didn't have any work, you didn't get a job, you were self-destructive, your attitude was not good. You know, I don't much like that. But, you know, in a way, when I look back at that point in my life, I'd have to say, well, you know, if that's what you wanted to call me, I guess I have to think about that. You know, sometimes things that people love don't always say things that are nice to you, but sometimes they're trying to shock you into doing something for your life that's good, something to help you improve your life. And, you know, I have come so far in my quest, in my road, in my path to try and raise my quality of life, to try and raise my happiness factor and try to understand what this stuff we call bliss is all about. Frankly, it has been hard, and I know that many of you that listen to the show do not have a quality of life that is perfect. You might be into substance or alcohol abuse. You might be into depression and anxiety. You might be an angry, hostile, vindictive person. Maybe you have a lot of karma. Maybe you're in a bad marriage or came from a rough childhood or a bad family. Maybe your children are not turning out the way you want them to. So we as human beings in this limited experience, in an experience where we do oftentimes feel restricted, are in a situation oftentimes where we can use all the help we can get. And oftentimes when we try to find things that'll help us improve our lives, and we try to find things that'll help us stay on the straight and narrow and stay centered and grounded and sober and clear and holistic, it's hard because it's real easy to have setbacks. It's real easy for someone that's a cocaine addict to go back to cocaine, or someone that's a marijuana addict to go back to marijuana. Same with the booze. Same with anxiety and depression. So wherever we can get the edge, I think it's important for us to use that edge, because there's so much money in this world that is wasted on meaningless things. Waste, gambled away, thrown out the window, being ripped off on things we really don't need, right? Are things that really can't help us, that eventually when you decide you want to spend a few bucks to help your own life, to increase your self-awareness, to manifest a higher level of consciousness and clarity and grounding, in my opinion, my piece of celestite is one of the more important things that I own. And if I left this dimension, if I left this planet, if someone said, Farley, there's only three things you could take with you, gosh, I guess the celestite would be one, my spirit would be the other, and good health would probably be the other. Positive attitude accompanied. You know, there's something very spiritual, not material, about this stuff that I really do love. And that's why I like to share that with you. This show actually is a presentation. It's a way for me to share with you things that I have tested that work for me. And a lot of times I feel, well, if it works for Farley, then it should work for everybody else too, or at least a heck of a lot of people that are like Farley. And that's why I really love and embrace this stuff. And it really does bring peace to me. You know, if I have a headache, or if I feel bad, or if I have any kind of aches and pains in my body, or if I'm nervous or upset or worried or angry, you know, this stuff puts me right back into my spiritual perspective. Do you know how many times I talk about the difference between material and creating karma and spiritual and absolving it, pulling away from it, placing an importance or a priority on spiritual perspectives? And whenever I hold my piece of celestite, I can't get too far from it, because it reminds me of who and what I really am, and how really powerful and invincible I really am, and how wealthy of spirit and how powerful and in love with life and the universe I really can be. It takes me away from the doldrums and the trivia and the petty garbage and bull that goes on with third dimensional life and lifestyle. This planet, you know, it's got a pretty heavy transition and transformation period to go through here in this next century, okay? And 1989, we got the last decade of the century coming up, 1990, but it's also the end of a 1,000-year period, and it's the end of a 2,000-year period, so we're about to embark upon some kind of cosmic adventure, and I want to be around to see it, don't you? I would like to witness what's about to happen to this planet. And I firmly and fully believe that astrology and metaphysics and karma and psychic and spiritual awareness are all going to be part of it. And I'll tell you something. I was thinking a lot last night about some weird things, like the roots of religion and the roots of Satanism and the roots of crystal consciousness. You know, it all goes back to Atlantis. You know, Atlantis is the father of our civilization here on this planet, because Atlantis was a high-tech, highly evolved, highly developed civilization that was utterly evaporated and laid waste without any trace by a negative, evil faction of individuals that existed that wanted the world to place focus on the material, on karma. Did not want the world to embrace the spirit. You know, and they won. That was the last age of Aquarius, believe it or not. Just because we're in an age of Aquarius, it doesn't guarantee humanity. Because there are those factors out there that would do whatever they can to restore the reincarnation cycle for all people, to keep us trapped down in this dimension, possibly to be sent to lower realms if we mess up here. And also, that is their kingdom. This illusion is their kingdom. And that, if you want to call that a satanic experience, then call it that. If you want to know who Satan was, well, Mephistopheles or Beelzebub was an individual that lived on Atlantis. And was just as powerful a man, if you want, in comparison, believe it or not, to a guy like Jesus. But on the negative, black magic, basic material level. And his influence, this influence of this individual has been carried forth into this age, into this century, into this 2,000-year period. You can see it everywhere. And the only way we can overcome this type of negative influence, the influence of drugs, of alcohol, of murder, of gangs, of war, of violence, of weapons, of pollution, of any kind of human destruction, you know, is to embrace the spirit. And this show is dedicated to open-minded thinking, a search for further truth, and anything that we can find that can help us preserve the spirit and place a priority upon that spirit. That's why I'm here. We use astrology, we use metaphysics, we use concepts of karma and reincarnation and psychic and spiritual development, because I know that that is the truth and the knowledge that exists and lies dormant for many in the higher self. When we change our lifestyle, when we start placing a spiritual priority on our life, and when we clear out the bad habits, we can overcome the drug and alcohol and the substance abuse. When we can ground and center ourselves and form a communion with that spirit, hopefully with an assistance from things like Celestite, then that's when I think we're beating the game. That's when I think we're overcoming the forces of evil and the negative influences from this individual that started 20,000 years ago or beyond in Atlantis. It's been going on almost for eternity. And literally win out, you know, help billions of souls reach that resolution and salvation and sanctuary in the spirit, and eventually make the universe a much better place. It's in the cards. That's the way balance works. Hello, Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris. You're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, a good show on Celestite.